7:50 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. And we're ready now on this Monday for an update on the Pittsburgh Pirates and their spring training 2026. This update is sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and in Falls Creek, making friends by accident. And this week we get to talk with Joe Block, Pittsburgh Pirates broadcaster, opening up some time for us this morning to chat a bit about the Bucks. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Great having you with us this morning, and we look forward to some insight and some chats together throughout this week. I hope your weekend was good.
Yeah, it's filled with baseball.
Lots of baseball, yeah. And you know, the Pirates, you know, coming off some of those off-season acquisitions and signings and putting together a pretty solid spring training here record-wise, which I know really doesn't mean a whole lot, but it does build some confidence. I wanted to talk with you, Joe, like I did with the other guys. What's your overall impressions of this team's makeup?
I think their makeup is outstanding. You know, that goes a long way in baseball. You have to have enough talent. First of all, you have to have the players to be able to compete and be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Have that. I think they needed to add to their offense. That was clear. They did not have that offensively last year. They certainly had enough pitching. They went out and made some changes so mm-hmm. that they can be competitive both at the plate and on the mound. And then the second part of that to me is, all right, well, how does that group come together? And
yeah.
You know, in years past, in my opinion, I don't know that it was, you know, all that strong of a bond. I thought it started to change. Donnie Kelly is that kind of person. But it is difficult when you come in mid-season, you're kind of running downhill. And so now this year, starting fresh, you know, his first spring training as the manager, I think that has helped out a lot. And then the caliber of players they brought in, not only just their skill,
mm-hmm.
but the kind of teammates that they are, the kind of guys that are going to go over to maybe a younger player at their locker real quietly and just mention something to them, or, hey, come on out and show them. Or in the midst of battle, to make it a little more glorious than it really is, but, you know, hey, did you see how you left early at second like that? What you got to do here is just do the, you know, take a better secondary lead. You know,
yeah.
Different little points that they might point out to a teammate, things like that, so that they do better and so that the team can win. And so that's the kind of stuff I think that this team this year is showing. And
mm-hmm.
so over 162 games where you're playing every single day,
right?
That stuff matters in baseball more than any other sport. So if they can stay relatively injury-free and this really does coalesce like it has so far, you get off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
That just, like you said, it builds confidence and you get off to a good start. And I think those good vibes can keep going and they can be competitive with anybody and maybe even compete to win the division this year. That's how good it can be.
Yeah.
If it starts off that way.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting that you mentioned manager Don Kelly there, because, you know, we're in a different era of baseball. It used to be that, you know, you would look at a team's manager and see the important role that manager played in bringing that team together. Sometimes that's often overlooked today. But as you mentioned, you know, Kelly came in mid-season last year and the Pirates did a little bit better under his leadership in the second half of the year. What kind, you know, could you expand on that a little more? What kind of leadership does Kelly bring to the Buccos, and how do you see him putting that chemistry together as the season starts up?
Yeah, and I want to point out, too, like Billy Meyer was an outstanding manager in the early 50s, for those who remember. His numbers retired by the Pirates, but they didn't have
yeah.
enough talent yet, or at least not mature enough talent. They had a lot of young.
Right.
Couldn't win a lick, you know, but that's, you know, you got to have players. And so he's got players now, and,
mm-hmm.
and they're good enough to compete for the postseason. I don't think anybody can question that. But what either rounds them up or rounds them down? So first of all, the actual, you know, he and his coaching staff have to teach, you know, skill, but also to get them to be at their best. And I think we're seeing that from this coaching staff. especially new pitching coach Bill Murphy, a lot of the players have talked about him, how he's challenging them. He's not just coddling them. He's saying, hey, you got to do this. If you want to be good, you got to do this. And that's what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of young, hungry competitors like that. We're seeing more of that kind of teaching that's tailored to this particular team at the stages of their careers. The veteran guys, they don't tune it out, but they know what they need to do.
Yeah.
I think Donnie's got a good balance for that. He's one of those people, I'll give you a quick story, the kind of person where he's in the midst of some pre-game meetings here in spring training. He's running around. I happen to walk by. He goes, Joe, hey, how you doing? You coming to the game today? Yeah, oh, great. Okay, great. And then I talked with him later that day, coincidentally, and I said, hey, do you remember saying that to me? And he goes, no, I don't remember. I think I saw you. But I felt special for about 15 seconds there that he recognized me. I'm just walking through a hallway. He's coming from one meeting, going to another meeting. He's talking to people. He just connects people together. He makes people feel special, important, included. And in 2026, that matters, a big deal.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience that that kind of stuff in a big league dugout in the midst of a game for 162, those guys are going to play their best for him. And they already have shown that, but they're going to do that. And so that's going to make everything round up.
Yeah.
You have to have the talent, but it's going to make everything round up, and I think that's what Donnie brings.
Well, it sounds good. We look forward to seeing how that all gels and that dynamic is formed and perfected as the season moves on. And Joe, we appreciate your comments and insight this morning. We look forward to chatting with you again next on Wednesday, talk about some more specifics about this Buccos team. Thank you for the time this morning.
No, thanks, Dan, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Joe Block, Pittsburgh Pirates broadcaster with that spring training update for us on Connect FM. And this spring training update, like all of them, has been sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and Falls Creek. They're making friends by accident.